Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 23, Anime Episode 15. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 15?
The title of Episode 15 was Defeat Kuro. Usopp's tear-filled determination. And we began with, as I recall, just a little primer on where we left off last week with Captain Kuro at the top of the slope and Django and the pirates at the bottom of the slope. And in between, we had Usopp and Luffy and Zoro and Nami and... and Bucci. I'm a little fuzzy on the order that some things happened in, but I remember that Bucci attacked Zoro, and Zoro was able to defeat him in a very spectacular fashion, where he did his double slash, and then he threw all the swords up into the air and held out the sheaths, and all the swords came down and slotted right into the sheaths. Very impressive. And there was an X of blood coming off of Bucci's chest as he fell. So, meanwhile, Usopp went on at great detail, because Kuro kicked him into the dirt pretty badly, so badly that he couldn't even get up. And he just kept on going on about, oh, I will never stop. I will defend my town. And, but he couldn't even, he finally managed to get up, but he took one step and he fell down. So, so he's not been much help. But the three, little, pirates of his fake pirate crew, they showed up. And they all, because we started out with Kuro being on the ground from Luffy's punch. And then all the three little brats come in and they just start whacking on Kuro's face. They actually break one of the lenses on his glasses. But he doesn't kill them. They end up... Usopp says, take Nami and, save her, run into the forest. So, not Nami, excuse me. Why can't I ever remember her name? Kaya's there. And he says, take Kaya and run into the forest. So they do. So then Django is supposed to go catch Kaya in the forest. Luffy intervenes against, and he has a fight of sorts with Captain Kuro. He's got a couple of attacks. He's got one special attack we haven't seen before, I believe, that we could talk about. He does a pistoru punch, and while his arm is like fully extended, we see that Kuro is actually standing on his arm, and then Kuro runs along the length of Luffy's arm and whacks him so hard that he goes down into the dirt, and he says, "Ah, you cut my mouth." So we see that Kuro is pretty powerful. There's a flashback in there. Where we get to hear what Kuro's plan was on board his pirate ship, and that Vice Captain Django, which I'm pretty sure is not an actual naval title, Django comes down and Kuro is in his cabin in the dark and says, "Oh, I'm done with this. I don't want to be, chased by the Marines forever and ever." And so he puts his plan into effect, which is he kills everybody on this Marine vessel, but he keeps one guy alive. And he says, "You get to be the guy that captured Captain Kuro. And then Django hypnotizes one of Kuro's pirates to believe that he is Captain Kuro. So they're setting it up so that Kuro, the real Kuro, can disappear. And then, of course, we know that he showed up on the island and then put his plan into effect that he's going to get in the rich people's good graces and then kill them all off. But the last part of the plan is he needs Django to still go get Kaya, hypnotize her, have her sign the will, then kill her. So we get back and it looks like everything is going really poorly, but then there's one final big confrontation with Luffy and Kuro, where Luffy picks up this huge boulder that he's dropped on some of the pirates earlier, and he slams that into Captain Kuro and says, "My ambition is greater than yours." And I believe that's where we left it with this episode.
Who is Nami?
Here we see Nami. She is a member of the Straw Hat pirate crew. And she is damaged by a wound on her right shoulder. She is Luffy's navigator. Now, when the kids run away with Kaya, I believe Nami follows. She go to the pirate ship. Oh, she wants the treasure.
Who are Peeman? Something and Ninjin.
I want to say Tamaki.
Who is Tamanagi? Tamanagi.
These are the three boys who are the members of Usopp's pirate crew. They are the green onion and the tomato and a rutabaga banana guy. I don't know. They're angry little squirts. Well, the brown onion kid has a brown hair with a shaft of hair sticking up on top like an onion. And then the kid in the red hat, I think, is the carrot. And the other kid is the I forget. The brown onion's got the spade, and the kid in the green shirt, I believe he's the red hat kid who's carrot. I think he's got the club, and then you got the skillet in the third kid's hand.
Who is Bucci?
This is Bucci, one of the Nyabon brothers. Here he is pumped up to Hulk Bucci size by Django. He is always a big round guy with cat ears and cat claws and a big cape and striped pants and an orange sash. He's always shirtless. He's always big, but here he is monstrously huge because he has been transformed.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
This is Roronoa Zoro, member of the Straw Hat pirate crew. He is the first mate, I believe. His battle damage is that he has been slashed across the chest by the Nyabon brothers.
Who is Kaya?
This is Kaya, the rich girl who lives in the mansion. She has blonde hair and a white dress. Currently, she's wearing a long overcoat for traveling. She is a friend to Usopp.
Who is Usopp.
Here is Usopp, or he likes to call himself Captain Usopp. And he has a lot of battle damage at this point. He is wearing his traditional garb of brown overalls and a skull cap and goggles. But he has just been beaten down pretty hard by Captain Kuro. So he is beaten down so hard that he can barely even stand up.
Who is Captain Kuro?
Here is the villainous, evil Captain Kuro, who we see here in his true identity as the pirate Captain Kuro, as opposed to other times when he is disguised as the butler. Here he has reddish highlights in his hair, and he wears glasses that he's always pushing up with his palm, his signature move. But he also is wearing a great big pirate captain's cloak with skull and crossbones on the shoulders. And of course, his trademark cat gloves with the incredibly long razor sharp knives.
Who are Bucci and Sam?
These are the Nyabon brothers, Bucci on the left and Sham on the right. This is in Bucci's natural state before he was hypnotized. And they both wear cat ears and have cat claws. Bucci wears, humorously, a big cat bell around his neck that jingles. He typically is shirtless with a big cloak, whereas Sham, the smaller one, traditionally wears a short sleeve shirt, a tie, and short pants. That is Bucci and Sham.
Who is Django the hypnotist?
This is Django, or as he is portrayed in this scene, Vice Captain Django of the Black Cat Pirates. Django is a hypnotist, as you can see by the big hypnosis ring that he is swinging from his fingers. His trademarks are the very sculpted beard, very odd Keith Richards type features of his rock star face, and heart-shaped sunglasses. In this flashback, he wears a knitted cap and a tank top T-shirt and gloves. Yes, this is Vice Captain Django.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Of course, this is the leader of our Straw Hat Pirates, Monkey D. Luffy. He is a rubber man. We're familiar with his outfit by this point. His damage in this sequence is that he actually admitted that his mouth had been a little cut by an attack from Captain Kuro.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode was primarily set where our previous episodes have been, on the rough-hewn slope between the beach and the top of the cliffs, with the surrounding forest and countryside behind. There was a flashback that occurred on the Black Cat pirate ship, both in the captain's quarters and on the deck, and also on the deck of a marine ship, where Captain Kuro boarded and slaughtered all the Marines except for one. I believe that was the extent of the locations on this episode.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, we had some punishment of Usopp by Captain Kuro. An attack so devastating that Usopp can barely stand. When Kuro was first knocked down by Luffy in the previous episode, and we found him laying on the ground. Little Squirts, Usopp pirates, all came in and whacked on his face for a little bit, breaking his glasses. But then Usopp was down for the count. Bucci attacked Zoro with one of his, high jumping body slams. Zoro was able to evade this and used his swords to slash Bucci across the chest and knock him down. And then, of course, did his very cool move of catching all three swords with his sheaths. Monkey D. Luffy relaunched his attack on Captain Kuro. This time, we were introduced to a new special attack from Luffy, the Gomu Gomu no, and then what they called it was Power Kick, was the English translation, which involved him actually being back on his hands, putting his feet flat together, and then forcing his feet almost like a sword or a spear or something, and blasting Kuro back. He followed that up with the whip or Muchi, and then followed that up with Pistoru, and that is when Captain Kuro stood on Luffy's extended rubber arm, ran along the length of the arm, and attacked Luffy and hit him so hard that he fell into the dirt, and that's when he said that he cut his mouth. Then we also had the flashback where Captain Kuro slaughtered all of the Marines on the Marine ship and chose one to live so that he could get his plan into motion of making himself disappear. And then finally, Luffy attacked Captain Kuro with the huge boulder that he dropped earlier on some of the pirates. And we saw just that Luffy, in addition to being a rubber man, stretchy, he's also just incredibly strong, that he can lift such a huge boulder and slam it into Captain Kuro. Yari!
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I'm just curious to see if Usopp can ever rise to the challenge. He sure talks a good game, but he's not been helpful so far. So let's see if he has the strength to actually add something useful to this fight. Oh, I forgot about that. With the slingshot. Usopp did do something useful. Good for him.
Very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 15. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!